You are listening to Real World News.
The significance of the elections for the Latin American integration process. The presidential elections to define the future of the Bolivarian Republic of Venezuela will take place on Sunday. However, its consequences go beyond the borders of that country and it will define a turning point in the regional reality of Latin America. This is what Pablo Kunitz, member of the People's Communication Project ALBA TV, told Real World Radio from Caracas. Venezuela, with this political orientation, is encouraging Latin American integration, a multipolarity against the unipolarity proposed by the US, he said. The role played by Venezuela in the rejection to the Latin American Free Trade Area, FTAA, in 2005, and the promotion of integrationist expressions such as the Community of Latin American and Caribbean States, the Bolivarian Alliance, or the recent entering of Venezuela into Mercosur, mean that the fate of this country, divided between a deepening of the revolutionary process or a step back towards a neoliberal model proposed by the candidate of the opposition, is significant for the reality of the region. Social movements recognizing the Venezuelan process a will of change. Before the Bolivarian process, nobody spoke of socialism so strongly, said Kunitz. The elections will take place on October the 7th. However, the preparations by the communities in the big cities to make their vote be respected represents an organization challenge which has already begun. The hypotheses of sabotage and violence are present as a result of the campaign carried out against President Hugo Chavez, giving way to a scenario of uncertainty around the electoral mechanisms. There is a risk that the right wing won't acknowledge the result of the elections and will invite its followers to do the same, which could result in violent events, warned Kunitz, but acknowledged that the population is ready. The fear is based on how the massive media portrays the ratification of the victory of the current administration. Enrique Capriles, Chavez's contender at the front of a coalition of right-wing parties, has proposed a dismantling of the state, while he has a long record despite his young age, which put him at the front of Cuba's embassy in Caracas in the attacks that coincided with the coup attempt against Chavez in April 2001, remembered Kunitz. The communicator also said that after Chavez's victory, the challenge will be to resume and deepen the basic definitions of the revolution, such as food sovereignty and agriculture, promotion policies, and maintaining the ban against GM food and crops, among other elements promoted by rural and urban social movements.
You are listening to Real World News.